here on AM 930. This portion is brought to you by the North Coast BIA, building lasting value for over 70 years. And joining us this morning is Donna Dimitro, who is with owner of Ventito Bakery in Avon at the Avon Village. Good morning. Thanks.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in here. This, of course, is we enjoy the spotlight on Avon, and I'm looking at your website with the scrolling delicacies that you pies for the eyes, cupcake, wedding cakes. Can you tell me a little bit about how the bakery came about, or how this is the passion for you to bake such beautiful things?
Well, I was in the medical field for 23 years. And I got sick of it and started praying, and I got my own business. That's the truth. My mom works there too. She's 77, so I think I'm living my mother's dream.
What's her role there?
The boss.
Okay.
But she does all the breads. She teaches me about yeast and about kneading and the old-fashioned way, so... she taught me everything the old-fashioned way instead of the technology today.
Well, I see that you have recipes that go back over almost a century.
Yes. Now,
are these from her relatives, or where did they come from?
My dad. A lot is from my mother, but a lot is my father. My dad's the Sicilian. My mom's Slovenian.
Okay. Well, you've got two kind of great pastry makers in that heritage as well. Are these recipes written down, or are they ones that are just sort of... passed on, you know, this is what you do, this is how you make something?
No, a lot of them are from my mom's memory, and she just taught them to me.
Okay.
So.
You got to write them down at some point, right?
So yeah, we do. We do. More me than her, so.
So tell me a little bit about some of the things that you bake there, make there for people. What do they
get?
Well,
our logo's No One Left Behind. We do egg-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, nut-free, soy-free. We just believe in trying to make everyone happy. So I just don't believe in leaving anyone behind in any aspect of life. So if you come in and you have an egg allergy, dairy allergy, any kind of allergy, we'll work with you and try to make you happy. It took me 3 years.
When you go gluten-free, what kind of flour do you mix in?
We use almond flour, rice flour. We've been trying to do cashew flour. We do a lot of sprout. We just try to use any kind of alternatives that we can where people who have allergies. We just started on Ripple milk, which is made of yellow peas. There's 8 grams of protein in every 8 ounces of a cup of milk. We use turmeric if you want to add that in, like your chocolate. It helps with the inflammation of your body. So we do try to use the latest, you know, flour or milk or anything that's out there to try to appease everyone.
Well, everybody sees some of those beautiful delicacies, but then think, I can't have them because of different allergies or other reasons. Obviously, this is why you want them to be able to try that.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about, like, the wedding cupcakes, cakes, and things like that.
Well, I really didn't want to get into wedding cakes because I didn't want the bridezillas. So what I did is I created a cake called No Bride Left Behind, and it's a 3-layer cake. You could get it in 6, 8, 9, 10, 14, and we give you the cake, then you buy the plate for it, you buy the topper, and anything that decorates the cake is on you. So we will work with brides. We're $500 cheaper, and we don't believe in, like, making someone pay for something because their day's so special.
When people come to your bakery, what's one of the things that they always come away with that they end up?
A smile, laughing, a good time.
So you enjoy the interaction with all the customers?
Yes.
As well? Okay.
Yes.
So, because, you know, a lot of times, we're here early in the morning. Are you one of those bakers that has sort of, like, early times, or do you have different types?
No.
Yeah.
We open at 10.
Ah, okay. So it gets you time to,
right,
to get things.
Well, the old Avon Village doesn't really start hopping till like 11:15.
All right.
So they come in around 10 to get their bread, or sometimes it's usually not ready till about 1, but we're trying.
Why'd you choose that location? Why was something about that location that appealed for you?
It came to me. I picked my kids up at church and drove down there and saw it and knew it was It just came to me if that's the truth.
What about the name of the bakery, Ventito Bakery?
My kids, Ben, Veronica and TJ. I named them after my two children. I was going to name it Dimitro's Own, but then I just put my kids' names into it.
Okay.
So it's theirs. I just created it for them.
Well, you've got your family recipes, your mother there, your kids helping out. So obviously there's a lot that goes into this. And a lot of times it's the ones you can count on to really help out in a business like this. Now, you're also involved with the North Coast BIA, or you decided to become a member of that. Why was that important to you?
Judy Docs came to me, and I don't belong to a lot of organizations. It's just not me. I'm kind of like low-key. So when she came to me, she made me feel like I needed to be a part of it. And the first meeting I went to, and it makes me emotional when they said the Pledge of Allegiance, before they spoke and they prayed, before they ate, I looked at my daughter and said, we are exactly where we need to be. And I'm just so grateful for them. They make you feel at home. They want you to succeed. They go above and beyond. They will answer any questions. They're just really there for the community, and they care about people. And I couldn't ask for a better organization to be a member of, and I mean that. I don't just say things to say it. So
Judy's here. She came by to give you some support. I'm curious, we think about it for building trade, building industries like that, but I think you kind of look at other businesses that can really enhance your organization too, right?
Yes, we do. And the reason I went in, I'm just driving down Detroit Road, I see this little sign that's on the driveway going through, and I'm like, I wonder if she'd like to do the desserts for our events. So I went in. I try not to go in too much because she likes to feed me. But she lets you try everything. And she worked with us. We're a nonprofit or not for profit, so we have limited funds. And she has been more than generous with our events. Tonight she's even baking cookies for our general membership meeting. And more people that aren't of the traditional building industry are joining. We have a man who does beef, poultry, eggs, and honey, and pork. That's part of our organization. We have a salon that does massages. That's part of our organization. So not only do we help the public, but we try to help our own members with their
needs. Your own members and things like that, especially because if you have businesses, you think about people that have open houses and maybe they want to serve something or put something out there for people. They go to somebody like Donna here to get the foods and the things that they need.
Absolutely.
They have,
and you can't get any better than her bakery.
So tell me just one of the things when you come in, sampling is really kind of important. They can look at something, but if it doesn't taste, they're not coming back for that, right?
When I created the line, I created the cakes first. It took me over 3 years. So I created all the cakes, and then after 2 years of doing the cakes, I'm like, we need icing, because I don't really like icing. So then I created the icing line. But I want you to come in and leave full. I want you to have samples. I want you to see what we have available. And if you don't like it, we'll work with you. You know, we'll do anything to make you want to come back and feel welcomed at Ventito Bakery. The music's always blaring. We always have, like, bright lights. We always have food. I wanted it to be in an atmosphere where it's happy, not sad. I just didn't want any negative around my business.
Who wants a sad bakery?
Well, believe me, you would. But we just wanted to reach out to everyone. Because in the medical field, you see people have allergies. So I wanted to be able to reach out to a lady that just came 30 years. She says, I haven't had cake in 30 years because they don't make it dairy-free. Well, we'll do it for you. So.
So when the doors open today at 10 o'clock, what will be the hot item?
What did I make? Oh, we made coconut cream croissant stuffed with a cream inside. That's for what we had today. And I worked half night doing cookies
What kind of cookies are they going to have to serve?
We made What did I make? Shamrocks. I did chocolate covered. I did white chocolate, chocolate. We sprinkled little sugar on some. So we did all different kinds of decorations for the event tonight.
And I see you were kind enough to bring in a couple things here today. What do you have over here on the table?
I brought in some vanilla and chocolate cupcakes, and I made a homemade chocolate buttercream for everyone to have.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes. Well, while Craig is doing the news here in a moment, I will...
Oh, how convenient that'll be.
Well, this is the benefit. Some of the perks, depending on what side of the chair we're sitting on here this morning. Our guest, Donna Dimitro from Vendito Bakery, again on Detroit Road, Nave on the old Avon Village. People can come by and see her. And you're open every day, or what days of the week?
We're closed on Sundays and Mondays.
Okay.
We're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 5. We never get out of there at 5. And if anyone ever does need to pick up a cake and they're running late, we don't mind staying either. And we do 5 miles free delivery. Oh, and I wanted to mention, we just started Send a Message, because we do Marry Me hand cakes. We do I'm Sorry. We do a message to people, because of the way that the phones are, it's hard for people to communicate. So we'll send a message within reason to a significant love, you know, person that you want to say you love or you like, or I'm sorry. We'll do that for you. We'll communicate verbiage, card, anyway, because I know with the technology, it's hard for people to communicate. So that's where Vendito Bakery comes in, too.
You want someone to eat your words, Craig. This is what you need to do.
Well played.
Thank you very much. Well, we appreciate you stopping
thank
in as the chair and bringing
and
some of the
thank you,
cupcakes.
Judy.
Also, Judy Docks here with the North Coast BIA.